Hello, and this is Mrs. Paranormal. It is a Monday morning, 10:30, Wisconsin time. Hey, everybody, I'm still here. I am here. So, okay, this is what happened. Remember when I told you that me and Amanda were going to go to our camper and close it down for the season and all of that? Well, that didn't work out because guess what? It rained. Yeah, it totally rained that freaking weekend. So that blew that idea. So I didn't get to do the podcast then. And then every weekend after that, I didn't have the right amount of time to do the podcast. And then, about 2 weeks ago, maybe, I did do the podcast, you guys. I actually had a Sunday morning. I went out. I parked where I like to park with the little river on my right and then the softball field on my left. You know, it was perfect. And I was going on and on and on. So I hit publish. Okay, so it's working. Okay, so I get home. And it's like still publishing. Okay, post. So I finally post, right? Get this. Yes, I've had my Dunkin' for you out there who knew. You know who you are for checking up on me. I want to stop really quick here. And thank you so much for sending me that email and checking up on me. I really appreciate it. All is well. And you know who you are. I'm not going to call you out. That's cool. But yes, Dunkin' is still keeping me alive and well. Anyway, so I went back to see how many listens or how many plays I had on the podcast. It said nothing. I'm like, well, that's odd. Usually when I post, I get like, you know, 4 or 5 or first 20 or whatever. So I tried to hit play. It wouldn't work. You could see the title, but it didn't play. So I had to have, you guys, it took me at least, I don't know, maybe twice to try and do that one. But yeah, after all that, I had to freaking delete the freaking episode because it obviously wasn't playing. So keep your fingers crossed that this will go. Again, I think it may be a Spotify issue. My app was updated. And that's happened to me before where I'll try to post it and it won't. It just like sits there in limbo. I don't know. I don't fucking get it. Anyways, y'all, happy Halloween Eve. Are you guys doing any seances? You getting out your Ouija boards? Tonight's the night. You gotta do it. Am I? Oh, I don't know. Maybe if I'm awake, if I drink enough caffeine. No, maybe. Oh, I'm at home, obviously. So, yeah, I usually pour towards the last part of October. I like to take off just because the weather's pretty. It's chilly. I'll say that. We're in the 30s right now. Okay, I lied. 40s with the wind chill. It's 30s. So, it's just really pretty out. And I have some time this morning to try and get this out to you guys. So, hello, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. You want to hear something fucking insane, you guys? And fucking sane. So, per Spotify, I have 1,090 followers, right? But I get about 60 to 90 plays, so I don't understand that. And then it tells me that in the last 30, I think it's the last 30 days or so, I've had like over 9,000. Yeah, right? 9,000 like Spotify searches. That's how people found. I don't know. It's bizarre. It's totally bizarre. I've got a nice amount of followers. Thank you, you followers, even though you don't listen to the podcast. I appreciate you following me. Getting nowhere fast. So house has been quiet. Diane, I think, is just kind of pissed at me because I keep moving her around. From corner to corner, by the Ouija, not by the Ouija. I put her back up on the Chester drawers. You know my age because I say Chester drawers, right? You guys all know our ages. Anyway, so she's up there. She's been very quiet. The ghost LEDs have not been going off. But it's that time of season, so I'm getting that kind of a little bit of itch to do stuff. We'll see. And my demographics, I think you call it. Yeah, but we'll just call it that. Our age bracket is, mid-40s to 50s, and just tipping the scale on the 60s. So I hope you guys are enjoying your retirement if you're retired or if you're still working like moi. I've got, golly gosh, what do I got? 15 years to go or something like that. I try not to think about it. My birthday's coming up next month, and honestly, you guys, I don't want to know what my age is. I don't want to know. I look in the mirror and go, oh, the mirror's telling me my age. You know what I mean? Oh, but it's all in your mindset, right? yeah, the body aches here and there, but c'est la vie, you know? I don't know. Oh. So, what plans do you guys have for Halloween? Me, oh, just handing out candy. I got a shit ton of candy this year, you guys. Oh, my God. Get this. They actually put snow in the forecast for tomorrow. Kids usually still come out, though. They're pretty hardy. I like when the parents dress their kids in, like, little teddy bear costumes. Oh, my God, they're so adorable. And my my porch is a little toned down this year. I'm doing witches with the... Did I tell you guys that? I've got the hanging witch's hat and by Fishwire. And then I got candles, LED candles, that I'm going to hang up. And those are going to probably go up tonight for a test drive to see how they do. And they're by remote. Isn't that crazy? So those are going to be hanging kind of like a Harry Potter theme, but not really Harry Potter. That portion of it is going to be... Because I've been wanting to do that for years. I'm like, let me try this year. So it's not going to be a spooky porch like I've done several times. And some of the kids are too afraid to come up because it's all the lights and the noises. And I'll still have my animated little thingamajiggers. Like when they walk up to the porch, there's this like little gargoyle. And he holds two candles. It's so cute. He's voice activated. And the kids get a kick out of him. And I've got a inflatable bat. You don't see it, but I'm holding my hand up. He's about... 4 foot, 5 foot tall. My sister got me that. He gets done every year. So yeah, you know, the kids like it. Again, some kids get too afraid to come up to the porch, and but I'm going to try something different this year. So a lot of times, like last year, I had to actually walk out of my house towards the child. Here, come here. Or you hold the candy out like, here's some candy, which you shouldn't do, but you know what I'm saying, right? Here's some candy. Come here. You come here. Come here. Come here. Kind of a thing. Sorry if I'm talking too fast, but I really don't know what my time is here. Hopefully I'll get... I have some stories that I found. The stories that I did, what did I say? I don't know, last week or whenever the hell that was. They were kind of lame. I was like, after I read them, I'm like, God, those are really fucking lame. The titles were great, but they were lame. Oh, hey, guess what, guys? Guess what? Look, can you see it? You see it? I am reading The Life with Ghosts by Steve Gonzalez. Yeah. I just started it, technically. I'm on page 38, where he's talking about... Right now, he's talking about Alcatraz. And in his book, you guys, he talks about this movie, which I think I may have told you. I don't remember. About this movie called The Entity. And I've heard other people talk about The Entity. It's such a good movie. It's such a good movie. Oh, my God, you guys. It is, well, it's not, it should have been rated R because there's a lot of boob scenes. It's just very strange. This lady owns this house and she's getting forced to do things that she doesn't want to be doing, if you know what I'm saying. I know I swear in this podcast, but I'm not going to say certain things I don't want to. I don't want to offend anybody, or I don't care about that. I just don't want to say the word. So basically, this ghost is having his way with her. And it is stupidest shit you guys have ever seen. They just saw her face, and they play this weird fucking music. It's like, yeah, like porno music, okay? Right? And she's getting, you know, and she's like, oh, I'm making all these noises, and then it's over. It's like, what the fuck? And there's this other several scenes where they show her chest, you know, bare chest, and... I guess it scared a lot of kids, but I'm sorry, it definitely should have been rated R because of the scenes in there. I was like, holy hell. Like, I fast-forwarded the movie so fucking fast, you guys. It was so stupid. And the thing is, it's based on a true story. Yeah, apparently this lady, I forgot her name, it doesn't matter, but if you guys want to see something that's kind of, I know some investigators take it seriously, but no. This was rated R. A fucking, what did they call those movies when they're, what was that when they called them when they're really crappy? Rated G, no, I can't remember the word. Anyway, so it's a lot of T and A, not A, more T than A. Oh my God, you guys. I was like, are you kidding me? It was just, I can't believe so many paranormal investigators really enjoyed the, well, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to go there, but you get what I'm saying, right? You get the gist. So it's called The Entity, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Really? So that was very disappointing that he put that in his book. I think he should have thought twice about putting that in his book. But hey, it's his book. So anyways, I'm now reading about where he goes and the investigations and him and Tango and things like that. So it's pretty cool. I'm happy that I got that. I can add that to my book list now. So yeah, very happy with that. Back to Diana. She's been very quiet up there, Diana. Can you say hello? I wonder if she speaks a different language, like parlez-vous français? If she replies, I'm screwed, because that's all I know. Mi casa, you casa? I've only had a couple sips of Dunkin', I swear. All right, you guys, I just have so much fun doing this podcast. I really do. Marsha, pretty much, she just stares. She just fucking stares. I've got her next to the pendulum. And if that fucker starts to move, I will definitely record it, but it's not. All right. Investigations, no, nothing coming up. Partially my fault because I haven't really been getting out there to try and investigate, but it's winter now, so it's like, brr. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I want to tell you guys. House has been quiet. I haven't heard any... I think I was telling you guys when I kept hearing footsteps into the room. I think I've only heard that one more time after I told you guys that. Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural. Give us a like. Check us out. Yeah, we don't really go anywhere, but that's okay. You guys know who I am, right? And for you that don't know, for all you new listeners and followers, if you want to hear it, here it is. PATTYINWI@gmail.com. One time only. Let's get on with the story, shall we? All right. Okay, recording is going. God, I hope this story posts to you guys. I'm going to be so, excuse me, agitated. All right, so this is called, you know, the website, yourghoststories.com. I haven't been here in a long time. So I want to go to the Speakeasy Ghost is the name of the title. And I was trying to look up bars and stuff like that, and that was from this year. Oh, shit. 10/20/2019, Colorado. It's kind of long, but that's okay because I think I'm limited on time today. So this podcast may be shorter than normal, the normal 28 minutes or so. We'll see. Here we go. The haunt. Okay, category, haunted places, state Colorado. These are long paragraphs. There was an old store in Pueblo, Colorado that had some paranormal activity. My girlfriend's mother had a religious store and leased the building next door for storage. They were small storefronts, so she needed them both to make it work. Well, my girlfriend and I needed an emergency place to live, so her mother let us move into the storage side. Excuse me, since it had a one-bedroom apartment in the back. It had been neglected for a while and very cluttered. We didn't mind straightening it up for a place to live. Now, most of the inventory fit up front, and after getting rid of junk, we had a nice little apartment. Speaking of that, I gotta get in my basement. Oh my god. Okay. Hey, maybe I could do a seance down there tonight by myself. What do you think? Should I? I just don't know who to contact on the Ouija board, you guys. That's the issue. I've got, fucking two good Ouija boards. I don't know who I want to talk to. That is my dilemma. Oh, I just thought of I should have done a tarot read, huh? Shit. Oh well. Doesn't matter. Tarots are year-round. Living there wasn't bad. It was awkward living in the business district and having an occasional homeless person sleeping in the alley. But we dealt with it. What was strange was once in a while you'd feel something, like a force of wind that would just brush past you. We figured it was a ghost, but we didn't feel frightened. The whole front of the store was filled with religious items, so you'd think that would protect the place. Not necessarily. Not all ghosts are evil. Not all ghosts are demonic, quote unquote, Hollywood. Anyways, an interesting phenomenon to the store was customers would go to the store looking for protection items at the same time. So I came up with a hypothesis that maybe ghosts travel the sewer lines. To test the idea, we exercised a toilet. Are you serious? This coincided with the front bathroom toilet getting clogged for no apparent reason. So we exercised that too. What's crazy is that it seemed to work. It did clog a couple times afterwards, so we repeated the exorcism and the toilet would flush. I still wonder if that was a coincidence. Now, this store had a main area up front with a little bathroom next an office area. That's what it says. Next an office area that led to a living room. There was a kitchen to the right, and straight ahead was a bedroom with a bathroom. One day we were coming in from being outside, from being out and about. I was walking to the living room when I saw a woman peek out from the bathroom as if she was looking to see who was there. And then she disappeared. It looked like she was about to take a bath. She had red hair. Oh, so do I. But it wasn't me. And had to have been naked. Oh my goodness, that definitely wasn't me. She had red hair and had to have been naked the way she peeked around the door. We immediately checked and there was no one in the room, in the bathroom. Blah. The experience was surreal and it's hard to describe how I saw the woman. It felt like I had seen half with my eyes and half with my mind. I understand that from personal paranormal view. Some nights were restless for us. We'd wake up feeling the urge to go somewhere. So we take long walks around the neighborhood. Our walks usually took us around this little vacant medical building in a huge lot. We found out later that that was the site of Old St. Mary's Hospital. What is strange is business never lasts long in that building. The place is usually empty or being repaired to this day. I don't know why we ended up there, but it was fun and romantic. Aww. We moved when the pipes burst in the winter. My girlfriend's mother was transitioning into opening a restaurant, so it was time for us to move on. Years later, we are married with a son, living about a mile away. There was a liquor store across from the alley from the old store that had been there forever. Well, one day my wife had the urge to stop by the liquor store and pick something up. I waited while she ran inside. She talked to a long-time worker about the owner and who was an elderly lady. Blah. The worker told her that the lady had passed away and her daughter was ready to retire. The worker asked how my wife's mother was doing and why they were closing their store. I don't know what this means, guys. But anyways, she told him how her mother started a restaurant and how she had always felt weird in that building. He asked her if she knew that the owner used to own that building. Apparently, the building used to be a liquor store before it moved to its current location. I'm totally lost, you guys. Totally lost. Going back further, it was a speakeasy. Here we go. Good Lord. In the back where a redheaded woman had died. Oh, there you go. There's a connection. Well, it made sense. Behind the building, there was a section that was boarded up. It had two stories and looked like there was a couple of rooms. Who knows what happened in that alley? Maybe it had a brothel too? My wife was excited to tell me what she had learned. She had worked at her mother's store for 7 years and finally had a reason for her eeriness towards that place. As for me, I can't believe it. It wasn't something that I just imagined. Well, long story short, there was a speakeasy and that could have been her haunting the place. Like the place in Milwaukee, Shakers. It was a brothel, and rumors are that there was a body buried in the walls, I believe. It was a prostitute, and something went bad, and she got stabbed, and they buried her in the walls, I believe is the story on that one. And supposedly there's a cemetery in the basement. It's all covered up now. They did one of those seismology thingamajiggers that it penetrates the ground. And then it lets you know what's below you. You know, is there a hole? Is there a coffin? So apparently there's like two coffins underneath the slab of cement where the Shaker cigar bar is. So if you guys are ever in Milwaukee, check it out. It is a cigar bar. So if you don't like cigars, hold your breath until they start the tour. I don't like cigars. They're disgusting. They make me sick to my stomach. It wasn't that bad when we went. But by the time we left, you guys, I'm like, oh my God, it was just nasty. And then you could sleep over in these rooms are above Shakers. But, and for people who actually say they smell cigarette smoke, well, you're kidding, right? You know you're sitting on top of a fucking cigar bar. And we all know, right? You all paranormal investigators, you. Any house that ever had a smoker in it, that smoke, especially cigarette smoke, will retain that smell. So on hot and humid days, it is not unusual to smell cigarette smoke. because as the wood, how do you say, swells and blah, goes, swells and contracts, swells, it's going to release a very slight aroma, right? That's Paranormal Investigating 101. So it's not unusual. So anytime I'm in a place and I'm like, God, I smell cigarette smoke, I would have to find out, you know, hey, do people use smoke here? If they say no, then the next thing is you got to check. It sounds crazy. But if it's a second story, check the outlets. Because a lot of times cigarette smoke will come up the wall through your fucking outlets. Because I say that, I lived in a duplex once. And below us were smokers. And our apartment smelled, smells like smoke. So I actually put my nose to the outlet. Yeah. You could smell the fucking cigarette smoke. And then in the bathroom, you know how they cut a hole in the wall for the plumbing? Yeah, I smelled cigarette smoke coming through there too. So I actually, not the outlets, but the bathroom, I had duct taped that hole for the plumbing right around the pipe. Oh my God, you guys, it is nasty. So just FYI, keep that in mind, okay? Okay. Let's see, check my timestamp. Okay, we got a little bit of time left. Let's see. A ghostly farmer out of gloom in Gladstone. Strange cash in the kitchen. What? Spooked in Portland. What? Let's check that one out. Hopefully it's not too long. Oh, September of this year in Allgan. Many years ago, I was part of a Portland restaurant. Yeah, I was part of the Portland restaurant scene, working and partying after hours in haunted buildings around the PDX metro area. It would be very interesting to see if anyone else had similar haunting experiences back in the day. So in Portland, my favorite haunted place you could still visit to this day is in a historic movie theater where I have volunteered sometimes. All of Portland's historical theaters are wonderful spots to visit for that certain supernatural thrill, as well as some of the modern cinemas in the suburbs. I have come to enjoy the neighborly type spooks that seem to hang out at these spots, or at bars like the Belmont Inn, Moe's, or Embers. Looking for a good time is what the spirits are doing. I have shivers walking past the dark and old West dance halls, but have only been frightened to go near a few places like that, like the old brick Pioneer Jail when I used to live downtown. That building was terrifying to walk close to or even look at. I don't know if any of those places still stand. The second level of the Galleria shopping mall is someplace I would never go back to for $1 million, even if it was still open. It feels like the mouth of hell. The Burlingham neighborhood also makes me intensely uncomfortable. Mount Tabor Park has always given me an awful creeps, but that may be because it is a live volcano within the city limits. What? Snapshot that one. What the hell? Are you kidding me? Have you heard of that, you guys? Portland having a fucking live volcano? What? Good Lord. Here are some more Portland haunts. At 20 years old, I was a Bartista for a Halloween charity, All Ages Rave, held in the building which used to be City Nightclub. It was apparently under renovation. I was new to the town, and I'm not sure when the club had shuttered. It says that, shuttered. But the old club furniture had a lot of bar junk was still there. It's not me, you guys, I swear. It was a very casual gig, a favorite for a coworker, and I was stoked to attend. Since Halloween, this is kind of lame, you guys. Used to walk around to and from work, faster than pace, scary old civic apartments apparently is haunted down there. There's a train tunnel in Goose Hollow in Oregon that's apparently haunted. Well, these are just vibes she's given us. In the old town, there used to be rooms for rent above a club, where one never felt alone when one should. Worked in a bar. Okay, it's kind of hella creepy. Just her own personal stuff. So, you guys, I don't mean to cut it short, but I got to cut it short. Kind of lame, I know. I am sorry. But in the next couple weekends, hopefully things will go back to normal. But thank you guys for listening to this podcast. I appreciate you guys taking about 24 minutes out of your day to listen to this crazy shit. If you ever want to email me, you know what it is. I'm only going to say it once. Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural. So you guys, everyone take care. Have a great Halloween. Get out there and do your seances. Read your tarot cards. Get that message. All right, everybody, take care. This is Mrs. Paranormal signing off.